Hello?
Mr. President?
This is Jack Valenti speaking.
Just a moment, sir. The president had a call.
Who is he calling?
Congressman Albert.
Yeah. But just put it through on the other line. I'll get him on the phone.
Thank you, sir.
The president didn't talk to me.
Just a moment, Mr. Congressman. He's coming to the phone, sir. Sorry to keep you waiting. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I just finished talking to Fred Harris and told him you'd asked me to call him. And
bless your
heart. Had a nice visit with him just when I got to New York. I'm not going to have to go speak about another 10 minutes. I thought I'd tell you. And he said he wants to come up the 10th, 11th, 12th. And I told him to come in and see me. And I expect the appropriate time when we go down there sometime. If it'll do any good, he seems to think you've got to run on us. That you pick out the proper place or two. Well, we might go home some Friday afternoon and take you with me. And I might leave early enough to speak at some place.
I want you to dedicate the Eufaula Dam.
Huh?
You know, one thing they want you to do is dedicate the Eufaula Dam. That's correct.
Yeah.
And then get a couple of places that have done the fundraising. One whole day. Can you stand there during September or October?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sir.
I expect we're going to win or lose this one thing before that, though. I think we're really going to have to.
Well, we might have to go early.
Get mean. I saw the speaker today. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I saw him visit with him a little bit over to that reception for the President of Ireland. And I think he ought to see Smith tomorrow and just lay it on the line. We ought to know what he's going to do, because I just don't want to Charlie Halleck to outsmart us on this poverty, and I'm just afraid that's what he's going to do. He plays it rough and tough and mean, and I think that he just got to say to Smith, this is one rule we've got to have as quick as we can get it.
Well, I think he will, and I will insist.
Now, I don't know how you can do it, Carl, but I think that you and the Speaker ought to ask
it. I've got to do it with the Speaker. I can't do it with Smith without the Speaker's permission, you know.
That's right. But I mean, you and Smith, after you do that, then I think that we've just got to put, I'll put 5 or 10 men on it, whatever I need to. I'll put Larry O'Brien, Ralph Dungan, and Ken O'Donnell, and Walter Jenkins, and Jack Valenti. Then I think we've got to take everybody and ask them to be a Democrat and stand up on poverty. And we just ought to start in Oklahoma and Texas.
I agree with that.
I'm going to be surprised if I don't get 3/4 of them from Texas.
Well, you're going to get everybody from Oklahoma, but possibly Germany. We won't have trouble with that.
Well, we've got to watch those Southerners, though. I would guess we'd get a good many from Georgia on account of
that's right.
The author, won't it?
Get most of them.
Now, what?
If we can get the rule, we'll get the bill through. We can get the rule if we have to take it away from
them. How do you take it away from
them? Well, we get 3 members to write and tell them they want a meeting on it, and we've got 8 members to vote for as soon as the Alabama election over, which is next Tuesday.
Well, we ought to start that and see if he's going to give it to us. If he's not,
right,
that's, we want to do it, because tell him that we ride or fall before the Republican convention on this one.
All right, sir.
And we've got to get it, the hearing started in the Senate on it, and Lester Hill won't let him start until we get the bill passed in the House.
Right.
And I think if we pass it and get Cliff's Appalachia out, why, we'll have the pay bill, and we'll have a reasonably decent record if they pass civil rights. Now, you all have agreed to go out there the week before the Republican convention. Is that right?
Yes, sir. But that there's no firm agreement on that.
Why do they want to take off a week? Hell, we went right up, flew straight from the Senate to Los Angeles last election.
Halleck.
Huh?
That's Halleck's proposition. I told Halleck when he asked me about it. I said, well, let's get the. Will you not fight the poverty bill? I'm trading that.
What did he say?
Well, he says, I may not fight that bill very hard. That's what he said.
Well, you just tell them if they'll let us get our bills passed, we'll get out. If they want them passed, the quicker can they get out. But if they can't get them passed, we can't get out.
That's where we are right now.
And you just ask Halleck, who in the hell, just get tough with him. Just say, Charlie, I don't want to make you a better president. What man do you have on the Republican side to do more for you than Johnson?
Well, he knows that.
I don't know whether he knows it. He fights me on everything.
All right.
He killed my IDA and had the IDA. We had to go to that, and then he killed the pay bill, and he killed the transportation bill. He just killed everything all year. He's tried to kill poverty. Huh?
Some of our own people killed the transportation.
Yeah, that's right.
But he killed some of the others.
Now, on this foreign aid, we're really trying to put that together pretty strong. And old Albert Thomas says he'll go to bat. He's never been for foreign aid. George Mahon, I think, is going to get interested. And I think we just go to work, watch that committee, if you and the speaker will just...
Morgan wants that Monday week. What do you think about having foreign aid, Korean tax extension, the pay bill, and the public works appropriation bill all one week?
That's all right. That's good.
Is that all right?
That's dandy.
That's what we're planning.
When are you planning on the debt bill?
Then the debt bill the following week, but we hope to have the next week. We hope to have the poverty bill first, and then the debt bill.
That's what I hope.
All right.
When are you going to get Appalachia? Put it in with poverty?
Well, we can't do that. Our parliamentary situation. But we can get in. We can get in a little bit later. Won't that be all right?
Yeah, just sure. I think we'll get some Republican votes on it. Pennsylvania governor's part and the Ohio governor's part.
Well, we're not going to let you down.
You just get the speaker, though, and make him tell him in the morning that we want that rule. I don't know what Shriver got out of Judge Smith today when he see him. But we just really want to get that rule on poverty and go to town with it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carl. I just want you to know I talked to Fred. Bye.
Waiting.